Kraken cuts 150 jobs after AI push. IPO slips to 2027. Kraken has cut roughly 150 employees after rolling out internal AI tools. And reporting on the same news cycle suggests the exchange's long-anticipated public listing may now slip into 2027. The details surfaced in a Cointelegraph post on X on May 17, 2026. The numbers land while crypto markets sit in a sluggish patch. Bitcoin trades around $78,415, up 0.5% on the day, but down nearly 3% on the week. And the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 42, firmly in neutral territory, as of May 17, 2026. That backdrop matters for any exchange weighing a public listing. Kraken's disclosure, the headline figure, about 150 roles eliminated. The framing from Cointelegraph ties the reduction directly to AI deployment inside Kraken, the implication being that automation absorbed work previously done by people. Kraken has not, as of this writing, published a standalone press release breaking the cuts down by department, geography, or seniority. The 2027 IPO timing is presented as a possibility rather than an announcement. Earlier reporting throughout 2025 and into early 2026 sketched a path that pointed toward a 2026 listing, with Kraken CEO Arjun Sethi previously confirming an IPO filing and Deutsche Börse taking a $200 million stake at a 13B valuation. A push to 2027 would mark a meaningful delay rather than a small calendar shift. The AI rationale crypto exchanges run large operational teams, compliance, customer support, transaction monitoring, dispute resolution, trust and safety. These functions are AI tractable because they involve high-volume, pattern-rich workflows. Trimming 150 roles after an internal AI rollout is consistent with that pattern, and it follows a similar move by data analytics firm Dune, which cut 25% of its staff as part of an AI pivot earlier this month. The harder question is whether automation produces durable cost savings or simply trades headcount for tooling spend. That answer typically takes a few quarters to surface in earnings, and Kraken, still private, has limited public obligation to show its math. The case for a 2027 listing, a 2027 listing, instead of 2026, fits the market mood. Public crypto names are not having a smooth quarter. Bullish disclosed a $605 million loss in Q1 2026. eToro's Q1 crypto revenue dropped to 215B, and U.S.-listed Bitcoin ETFs just bled $635 million in a single day. For an exchange chasing a strong debut multiple, waiting out a soft tape is a defensible call. There is also a strategic argument for using 2026 to keep building scale. Kraken's recent acquisition trail has been busy. Magna for token management, Reap for $600 million in stablecoin infrastructure, and Bitnomial for $550 million in CFTC-regulated derivatives. A heavier, more integrated business at IPO commands a different conversation with public investors than a thinner one. Implications for users. For Kraken customers, day-to-day product impact from a 150-person reduction is usually slow to surface. Support response times are the first thing retail traders feel, and those metrics rarely move in a single direction after an AI rollout. Some queues get faster as bots handle simple tickets. Others get slower if escalation paths thin out. For institutional clients, the IPO timing matters more than the headcount cut. A listed exchange operates under disclosure rules that custodial counterparties watch closely. A 2027 listing pushes those disclosure obligations further out, which is a real consideration for treasuries weighing where to park balances. Counterparty risk at custodial venues was a recurring theme through 2022 and 2023, and it has not disappeared from institutional checklists. For market structure observers, the most interesting question is what Kraken's headcount-to-revenue ratio looks like after this round of cuts compared with Coinbase. The two firms compete for the same institutional flow and the same regulatory recognition. If AI deployment lets Kraken operate at a meaningfully lower cost base, that shows up in pricing and in derivatives margin, not in press releases.